I was first inspired, as some of you know, to set some of the sutras to music so we could chant them as a way of taking them deeper and deeper into the entire mind-body system, which I think has been a pretty great practice for everyone. I was talking to somebody who's a long, long-term yogi, very accomplished asana teacher, who has studied Patanjali off and on forever. And she was saying, my God, chanting the sutras is I'm finally getting it. I'm finally getting it. And I think it's so true. If we are to accept the notion that Sanskrit is an energy-based language that allows, in a sense, the meaning to break open inside of us, then by chanting the Sanskrit, we're allowing the deeper wisdom of the sutras, whether or not we understand them. It's not so much about understanding them. It's about awakening the insight, understanding that already exists inside of us. And if what they say about Sanskrit is correct, then chanting the sutras facilitates that process. As you know, I've been quite hung up with the kleshas. And in the third sutra of book two, he lists the five kleshas. Pancha is five klesha. So I thought the more you chant them, the more you will really commit them to memory, right? Avidya, say it. Avidya. Asmita. Raga. Dvesha. Abhinivesha. Those are your five kleshas. Avidya.
Avidya.
Asmita.
Asmita.
Raga.
Raga.
Dvesha.
Dvesha.
Abhinivesha.
Abhinivesha.
Good. Those are the five kleshas, the pancha kleshas. I'm so hung up on the kleshas because I think it's so important for us to understand the mind and understand how the mind creates so much obstruction. Right? One of the ways klesha gets translated, we translate it as the afflictions, the obstacles, causes, primal causes of suffering. And they're all products of the mind. Each one is a filter. And I've been so hung up since we, so interesting, I studied Patanjali many years ago, off and on I've studied it, and I studied it seriously when I lived in the ashram a million years ago, and then off and on over the years. It's a great text, I've always liked it. But I haven't looked at it much in the last, whatever, 10 years. I read Stephen Cope, I thought, wrote a very good book called The Wisdom of Yoga, that he really riffs on the Yoga Sutra in what I think is a rather inspired way. And I loved that book when I read it. But it didn't inspire me to go back into the sutras. I find now as I go into the sutras and just really hang out with the sutras, not reading commentaries, but reading the actual sutras, I find my mind just stopping in awe at the incredible wisdom and clarity in these little nuggets. You know, as we luxuriated over just the first sutra, book one, first sutra, Atha Yoga Nishasanam, there it is, the entire, that's all we need to know. Now begins yoga. Right now, in this moment, this is yoga. And as I've been saying every week, that's enough. We could just contemplate that one until, you know, our last breath. And that's plenty. But book two is very interesting because, as I've been saying, it does offer an actual experiential system of practice. As we've been saying, book one is more about, it delineates what it is to be in that state without telling you exactly how to get there. Whereas book two, very clearly, you'll see in a little while, not tonight, but in a little while we'll get to the yamas and the niyamas, which are the foundation of yogic practice. But the kleshas are one of my favorite concepts or tools within the whole system of yoga, Because they're so succinct, and as I said in the email, I sent the reminder, I said, if you can come up with another category, really, I'll, you know, 3 month of classes. Because I can't come up with another category than these five kleshas. How Patanjali managed to nail it, you know, however many years, hundreds of years ago, when they didn't even deal with the kinds of stresses that we postmodern people, 21st century people, deal with. And yet, he nails it. And the first one, avidya, that nails the whole thing. Because forgetting what we truly are, once we go down that road, forget about it. And once asmita, once the ego, what Michael Stone so beautifully calls the I-maker, gets going, then we're in drama city. And raga, attachment to pleasure, how much trouble has that gotten us to in our lives? Or aversion to pain, how much trouble has that gotten us to in our lives? And of course, the clinging to life out of the fear of death. It's been very interesting for me and also people I work with when we're talking about something, and I'll say, all right, which klesha? Which klesha do you think is activated now? And it's really interesting. I've become obsessed. My husband and I had a fight tonight. This is crazy. He was mad at me because I ordered smaller size of cat food than he thought I should get the big bag of cat food. He actually got really angry at me because that I didn't get a 20-pound bag. I only got 8-pound bags. So as I was driving here, I was thinking, so what klesha was he? You know, it takes the stink out of everything. It's like, rather than go into the story of, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh God, do I really, you know, that would be the eye maker. Ugh, do I really need to deal with this right before class? The last thing I need to do is have a fight about cat food. It's so stupid. But if I go to, what klesha was that? It takes the whole sting out. The more you hang out with the kleshas, the more you really get to see how the kleshas are working inside of you in any instance, especially when you're having a rough moment, but even when you're having a lovely moment. I think the more we use this model of klesha as a primal, as the name or the category, primal categories of causes of suffering, the more you'll begin to know yourself in all your delicious complexity. We'll chant those three sutras from book two again before we finish our class tonight. And I'll once again ask you to pay particular attention to that third sutra so that when you're chanting it, really let the Sanskrit names of the kleshas take root inside of you. And let that permeate your awareness as you move through life over the next couple of weeks or months or the rest of your life.